Gopi Jana Balaba Gini Varadari Dasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Dasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopidhana Balabha Giri Vardhani Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jayam Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Parivrajikacharya, Asatara Satyashri Srimada Sivangre, Sesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Shikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adwaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai, Mathura Dhamma Ki Jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai, Gangamaya Jumundevi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesa Sunyavadi Andeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
So we're here on July 14th, 2008 at the camp in Croatia.
You don't
have to translate that. That's just from my recorder. And we're on Canto 3, Chapter 25, Text 19. Na yujamanaya bhaktya bhagavat yakilatmani sadrisho sti shiva panta yoginam Brahma Siddhaye Nayujamanaya Bhaktya Bhagavatya Kilatmani Sadrisosti Shiva Panta Yoginam Brahma Siddhaye. Please chant.
Koje riječi znači savršenstvo u samospoznaji?
Brahma means what?
Što znači Brahma?
Spirit.
Duh.
And Siddha means?
Asida.
Perfection.
Savršenstvo.
Purport.
Tumačenje.
That knowledge and renunciation are never perfect unless joined by devotional service is explicitly explained here. Na yujamanaya means without being dovetailed. When there is devotional service, then the question is, where to offer that service? Devotional service is to be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul of everything. What words here mean the super soul of everything?
Koja reč ovdje znači nadduša svega?
Akilatmani, yes. For that is the only reliable path of self-realization or Brahman realization. The word Brahma Siddhaye means to understand oneself to be different from matter, to understand oneself to be Brahman. The Vedic words are Aham Brahmasmi. Brahma Siddhi means that one should know that he is not matter. He is pure soul. There are different kinds of yogis, but every yogi is supposed to engage in self-realization or Brahman realization. It is clearly stated here that unless one is fully engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot have an easy approach to the path of Brahma Siddhi. In the beginning of the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that when one engages himself in the devotional service of Vasudeva, spiritual knowledge and renunciation of the material world automatically become manifest. Thus, a devotee does not have to try separately for renunciation or knowledge. Devotional service itself is so powerful. What did Prabhupada say? Devotional service is what? Powerful. Who here would like to be powerful? Someone, you want to be like weak and impotent and useless? Who wants to be weak and impotent and useless? Okay. Anybody want to be potent and powerful? Okay, great. I don't know what you want, you know. If you don't know, I don't know if you can translate this well, but if you don't know what you want, you probably won't get it.
Ako ne znate što želite, vjerojatno to nećete ni dobiti.
Did that work? Okay. Devotional service itself is so powerful that by one's service attitude, everything is revealed. It is stated here, Shivaha Pantaha. This is the only auspicious path for self-realization. The path of devotional service is the most confidential means for attaining Brahman realization. So Prabhupada said first it was powerful, now he says it's confidential. That perfection in Brahman realization is attained through the auspicious that perfection in Brahman realization is attained through the auspicious path of devotional service indicates that the so-called Brahman realization or realization of the Brahma Jyoti effulgence is not Brahma Siddhi. So Prabhupada's giving a logical argument here. He's saying we can know that Brahma Siddhi does not mean merging into the Brahman. Why? What's his reason given? Because Brahma Siddhi is described in this verse as what? This was a difficult sentence. So maybe I'll read it a couple more times. That perfection in Brahman realization is attained through the auspicious path of devotional service indicates that the so-called Brahman realization or realization of the Brahma Jyoti effulgence is not Brahma Siddhi. Read it again. That perfection in Brahman realization is attained through the auspicious path of devotional service indicates that the so-called Brahman realization or realization of the Brahma Jyoti effulgence is not Brahma Siddhi. Anybody want to try to explain what is Prabhupada saying in that sentence? Yes. To be one with God. Yes. That's all?
To je sve.
Okay, what else is Prabhupada saying in this sentence?
Prabhupada govori o ovoj rečenici.
Perfection is devotional service too, and we can just see that there has to be some person who can give you devotional service, and this is the perfection.
The perfection is giving devotional service to some person. That's what you're saying? Yeah, I think he said that earlier. He said, when there is devotional service, then the question is where to offer that service. So that, he was saying, but in this sentence, what do you hear Prabhupada saying in this sentence? Yes, there's some indication of personality, but what specifically is Prabhupada saying in this sentence? Yes. So there are levels, and the highest is devotional service. Other understandings of what Prabhupada is saying in this sentence. Yes. So what I'm hearing you saying is you say Prabhupada saying here that the path of devotional service cannot is different from merging into the Brahman. So therefore, Brahma City cannot mean merging into the Brahman. There's an important word, two important words in this verse. And I like what all of you have said, but I'm wondering if Prabhupada is also saying something a little interesting here. So let's read it again. By the way, Prabhupada says that we should discuss his books down to the threads.
Trebamo da raspraviti do najsitnijih detalja.
Yes. Okay. That perfection in Brahman realization. In other words, the fact that perfection in Brahman realization is attained through the auspicious path of devotional service indicates that the so-called Brahman realization or realization of the Brahma Jyoti effulgence is not Brahma Siddhi. Any more ideas as what Prabhupada is saying here? Yes, interesting. He says so-called Brahman realization. So that people think that merging into the Brahman is Brahma City, but it's just so-called Brahma City. Any thoughts as to what's Prabhupada's logic here? Since Brahman realization is included, it cannot be the highest. So, of course, Prabhupada says that in many places. I don't hear that in this particular sentence, but certainly Srila Prabhupada makes that point. That is a very nice realization on this. What specifically is Prabhupada saying here? Yes. That the Brahma City, the actual Brahma City, is superior. What is his reason? It's two words right from the verse that Prabhupada is referring to in this sentence.
Na koje se Prabhupada osvrće ovdje u ovoj rečenici.
Should we read it again?
Da pročitamo još jednom.
You've got one of the words.
Sada si pogodio jednu riječ, da je put predanog služenja jedan od načina spoznaje Brahmana, povoljan put.
Yes, which is said in your Sanskrit as?
A na sanskritu je to.
What is the Sanskrit for that?
Koja je sanskritska riječ?
Only three people know?
Samo troje ljudi zna.
What is the Sanskrit for that?
Koja je sanskritska riječ?
Now we have 20 people know.
Sada 20 ljudi zna.
But I think there's more than 20 people here.
Ali mislim da vas ima više od 20.
What is the Sanskrit for that? Now we have like half people
sada
now. I guess I have to be satisfied with that. Are you all very shy in Croatia?
Very shy culture?
Sramežljiva kultura. Okay. Oh, you can't hear what they're saying?
Ne možemo čuti što su oni rekli.
Okay, let's try it again. The words here for auspicious path
znači riječ za povoljan put na
sanskritu
je su
Shiva Panta, thank you. Now let's go through the sentence again.
Sada ćemo se ponovno vratiti rečenici.
That perfection in Brahman realization is attained through the auspicious path of devotional service. In other words, the fact that Brahma City is attained through Shiva Pantha indicates that so-called so-called Brahman realization or realization of the Brahma Jyoti effulgence is not Brahma Siddhi.
Brahma Jyoti nije Brahma Siddhi.
So what's Prabhupada saying there?
Što Prabhupada ovdje govori? Well, it says here Brahma Siddhi, so various philosophers can speculate what Brahma Siddhi actually means. And then Prabhupada wants to emphasize that Brahma Siddhi does not mean something impersonal.
Definitely.
Da,
but what's the reason?
Ali, što je razlog?
How do we know?
Kako znamo?
This is a very good point.
Ovo je jako dobro što
that someone
rekao.
Could say Brahma Siddhi and
Brahma
they could
Siddhi.
Think it means Brahma Jyoti Virgin.
Da to znači spajanje sa Brahma Jyotijem.
They could think it means Paramatma.
Da znači Paramatma.
How do we know that this Brahma Siddhi means devotional
Siddhi.
Service?
Znači,
why?
Služenje. Zašto?
Why must it mean devotional service?
Zašto mora
what's
značiti upravo
Prabhupada's
to?
Logic based on this verse?
Na čemu Prabhupada yes. temelji svoju logiku ovdje?
Yes, that was also
Brahmana
her point
osoba.
That yes, but what is the point he's making here in
ali
this sentence?
Ovdje, upravo ove rečenice želi reći.
It must be relation with God. We don't want to lose our identity. Yes, absolutely. These are all wonderful. What's Prabhupada's logic in this sentence? Yes.
Brahmana Mali.
Logic is there's Brahman realization and there's perfection of Brahman realization. That's how I think.
Okay, he's saying that something indicates.
Prabhupada kaže da nešto upućuje.
There's some words in this verse
that
indicate what kind of Brahma Siddhi we're talking about.
O kakvoj vrsti Brahma Siddhi mi ovdje raspravljamo?
What words in this verse show us what kind of Brahma Siddhi we're talking about?
O kojoj se vrsti Brahma Siddhi radi?
No, Prabhupada said the words. What did we all say?
Prabhupada rekao te riječi.
No, Prabhupada said that we all said together.
Svi smo zajedno rekli.
Five times.
Pet puta smo rekli.
What are the words? Yeah, Prabhupada said here,
Prabhupada
the fact
govori,
that Brahman realization
da je spoznaja Brahmana,
is gotten through the auspicious path.
Da ona
that tells us
po povoljnom putu, to
that this Brahma Siddhi is personal.
Siddhi osoban.
The way we know that this Brahma Siddhi is personal is because of the word Shiva
Pantaha.
Without the word Shiva Pantaha, we might not know whether Brahma Siddhi is personal or impersonal.
Da li je osoban ili neosoban?
Why do you think Shiva Pantaha would indicate that Brahma Siddhi is personal and not impersonal? Yes.
Because impersonal is not auspicious.
Yes, opposite way of saying same thing. So why don't you think about this?
Razmislite o tome.
Can you let this cook a little bit in the mind?
Malo razmišljate o tome.
And we'll come to this.
I onda ćemo se vratiti.
Why is the fact of being auspicious indicate it must be personal?
Zašto to da je
why is something impersonal not auspicious?
Zašto ono
want to think a little bit? What does auspicious mean?
Što znači povoljno?
If we say something is auspicious, what does that mean?
Što to znači?
It's good for someone. Thank you. It's good for someone.
Dobro je za nekog.
It will bring you something good.
Donijet će ti nešto dobro.
Okay. Can we hold on to that?
Možemo li to pamtiti?
Does this give you some idea how carefully we should study Prabhupada's books?
Dakle, vidite koliko pažljivo trebamo proučavati Prabhupadine knjige.
Okay, finish with purport.
A ne samo pročitati.
Did my reading for today.
Pročitati da ispunimo svoju dnevnu kvotu.
Okay, so far Prabhupada has told us that Brahma Siddhi is
da je Brahma Siddhi
powerful,
moćan
and auspicious.
I povoljan.
Now he's going to tell us another quality.
Reći još neke osobine.
The path of devotional service is the most confidential means for attaining Brahman realization. Okay, so what else is it? It is confidential.
Dakle, ustoje I povjedljiv.
Beyond that Brahma Jyoti, there is a supreme personality of Godhead. So this is the point many of you made, which Prabhupada now is explaining in this sentence. In the Upanishads, a devotee prays to the Lord to kindly put aside the effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, so that the devotee may see within the Brahma Jyoti the actual eternal form of the Lord. So many of you also made this point, that Brahman is included in Krishna, and Krishna is beyond. Unless one attains realization of the transcendental form of the Lord, there is no question of bhakti. So this again relates back to Prabhupada's statement that if you're going to do service, bhakti means service, you have to have a person to whom to offer service. Bhakti necessitates the existence of the recipient of devotional service and the devotee who renders devotional service. So if you have bhakti, you must have two things. What must you have?
Dakle, potrebne su dvije stvari.
Performer and recipient, the subject and the object. So the impersonalists say there's no subject and object. We're all one. Knowledge, the knower and the known is all one. But there can't be bhakti then.
Ali tu nema govora o bhakti.
I love. What do you
ja
love?
Volim, ali što voliš?
I love myself.
Volim samoga sebe.
I, the subject, the object,
ja,
the love
subjekt,
is all one. What kind of love
ljubav
is that?
Ljubav je sve. Kako je to ljubav?
People don't generally marry themselves.
Ljudi se obično neće vjenčati sami
I'm
za
totally
sebe.
In love. I'm going to marry. Who are you going to marry? Me.
Vjenčat ću se za koga? Ma za no. sebe.
Hare Krishna. So this is the impersonalist idea. Everything is just myself. There's no subject, there's no object. How can you do bhakti? Brahma City through devotional service is realization of the supreme personality of Godhead. The understanding of the effulgent rays of the body of the supreme Godhead is not the perfect stage of Brahma City. Or Brahman realization, nor is the realization of the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Person perfect, for Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Akhilatma. He is the Supersoul. One who realizes Supreme Personality realizes the other features, namely the Paramatma feature and the Brahman feature, and that total realization is Brahma Siddhi. Which part of the verse did Prabhupada repeat most often in this purport?
Koji dio stiha je Prabhupada najčešće
Everybody?
Spominja.
Brahma Siddhi, yes.
Brahma Siddhi.
Okay. Na yujamanaya bhakta bhagavadakilatmani sadvrishosti shivapanta yoginam brahma siddhaye. Perfection and self-realization cannot be attained by any kind of yogi unless he engages in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for that is the only auspicious. So we're talking here about siddhi.
Dakle, ovdje govorimo o siddhi.
Siddhi means success, perfection.
Savršenstvo.
So when we were children, or some of us who are children, so parents say, I want you to be a...
Želim da budeš.
What do your parents want you to be?
Što vaši roditelji
žele? A success, right?
Želimo da budeš uspješan.
How many of you here are parents?
Koliko od vas su roditelji?
A good number, yeah. And all of us had parents or have parents, right?
Svi smo imali roditelji ili ih imamo.
Did any of your parents say to you, I want you to be a failure?
Je li vam bilo vaš roditelj rekao, želim da, ne želim da uspiješ?
Not intentionally, yeah.
Ne namjerno.
Right. And the world is very interested in success. When you go to school also, your teachers are always telling you, I want you to be a success in life. Right? All the advertising, it capitalizes on this idea that we want to be a success. So I'd like us to think right now of something we're working on in life. Some project that we have, something we're doing, maybe something we plan on doing today. Do you want it to be a success or failure? Success. Right? You're planning on going to some seminars today. You would like to have those seminars be successful for you. You're going to have breakfast in a little while. Would you like to successfully digest your food?
Right?
And at the end of life, would you like to look back on your life and say it was a success? Would you like that? Or do you want to look back at your life and say, well, it was a complete failure? So what is success? Now, what does the world think of as success?
Що світ мислі о успіху?
If someone says to you, you know, have you become a success? Or so-and-so is very successful. What do they usually mean? They usually mean money, don't they?
Pretty funny, huh?
Oh, yes, Mr. So-and-so is very successful. Usually that means he's rich. Right? But do all rich people at the end of life think they had a successful life?
Мислили всі богаті люди на краю живота, де між живот був успішен?
Is the amount, think of how much money you have.
Размислите о
количестві. Is that totally equivalent to how successful you feel about yourself?
Дали то се може мірити з оним, як ви осічаєте.
How else do people measure success?
Як люди мірять успіх?
Happiness. Okay. Whether or not someone's happy. Well, that's certainly very related to this verse.
Да, то є пов'язано з цим.
How else do people measure success in the world?
Як ось люди мірять успіх?
Position in society, how well known you are, how respected you are. Right? Are all the well-known people, would you say their lives have been successful just because they're well-known?
Познаті люди успішні.
Can you think of some very well-known people whose lives are a mess? Bet you can think of at least two or three very well-known people whose lives are a complete shambles. Right? So is that a very good indication of success?
No,
what else do people mean by success?
Що ж люди мислять, коли кажуть успіх?
Achieving your goals. All right, well, that's a good measure. We could use that in this verse. Achieving your own personal goals. How else do people define success? In something. So mastering something. Right, mastering a sport or mastering a craft, mastering your job. So certainly that could apply to this. Becoming the master of something.
Значить, постати умішан у нечому, добре.
How else do people define success?
Як ось люди дефінірують успіх?
Leaving something, this is very important, actually, that people often define success as leaving something permanent behind you when you die, that something has remaining for future generations. By the way, how long do things last in this world? One Brahma's day, yeah. Bhutva, praliyate, it's all done. How many of you know the name of your great-great-grandparents? How many of you know the names of your great-great-grandparents? One person. Two people. Okay. So out of all these people, only two people know the names of their great-great-grandparents. That means that our great-great-grandchildren will probably not know our name. Okay.
Pretty funny, yeah.
And that's our own family. So if our own family members are not going to know our names, do you think that anybody else in the world is likely to know who we were? Is it very likely we're going to leave anything of permanence?
I don't think so. Right?
And how many people do we know about who lived, say, 2,000 or 3,000 years ago? How many of those names do you remember from school? 10 maybe? 10, 20 people who lived 2,000 or 3,000 years ago? How many people have lived in the last 3,000 years? And we only remember the names of 10 of them. And did we like remembering those names for our history exams? Were we happy to learn about their accomplishments?
Oh, that's another name and accomplishment I've got to memorize for my exam.
So that's if you're really, really successful. That means 3,000 years ago, some poor kid is going to be sweating over your name on their exam and hating the fact that you existed.
All right,
some other measure of success.
Дакле, како ми мјеримо успех?
Yes.
То је успех. The success in this world is if we achieve something that other people find the other people's goals.
At other so success is if we find something that other people are envious of.
Успех јако.
Yeah, in fact, a lot of advertising is like that. You know, be the envy of your neighbors with your new car or something like that. Nobody mentions relationships. Have we given up on that in modern society? Is that a lost cause? Are we now assuming that everybody is going to go through five marriages and that no one is successful in family life anymore? This is now a given. Nobody said. So usually success also means, I think, that you have a happy family, right? You get along well with your family members, that you marry someone who's very attractive. Right, that you can show off your spouse, just see my beautiful wife, my handsome husband. That you have very attractive children who do well in school. Is this still happening in society or this is now finished?
Okay.
So that's also considered success. Now, most of these things we talked about are in the realm of karma. They're all in the realm of karma. And the ultimate realization of these, of course, is in Swarga, in the heavenly planets. So there you have wealth, you are beautiful, you master things, you live for a very, very long time, you have nice relationships with other people, but even then it's gone. It's gone. Just like, I think we can assume that everyone in this room has lived at least one, if not many, many lives in Swarga. But where is it now? It's gone. So it could be someone in this room in another lifetime was Chandra, or was Surya, or was Indra. That's actually likely. It's quite likely that many of us in this room were one time Indra, or Surya, or Chandra, or Vayu, or something like that. What good does it do us now? Any good? It's any use? So if someone could tell you, you know, they show you in your past life, you were Vayu. What good? You know. So this kind of success, Krishna says, asukam anityam. There's not real happiness in it, and it's temporary. You get it, and then it's gone, and once it's gone, it's gone, and nobody even cares anymore. So that cannot be this siddha. This siddha that the world is running after is not real siddha. All right. That siddha is filled mostly with fear, isn't it? That you're going to lose it? Because you know you're going to lose it. It's a fear-filled siddha. So someone who's a little more intelligent, they're interested in Brahman realization as siddha. In Brahman realization, you realize I can't lose anything because I am eternal. Na jayate miyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita va anubhuyaha ajo nitya sasvato yam prano nahanyate hanyamane shrive. I'm soul. That's what Prabhupada first talks about here in this purport. I'm the soul. I can't lose anything. There's no fear. In Brahman realization, fear is absent. One knows, I'm eternal. Nobody can hurt me. No one can insult me. No one can take anything from me. No one can give anything to me. I don't own anything. I can't lose anything. I have nothing to achieve and nothing to lose. One becomes, has a state of just simply being. One loses all fear. But higher than that is Paramatma realization, which is achieved by the mystic yogis. This kind of perfection, one not only loses fear, but one also knows everything. One understands everything. When we want our decisions to be successful, that means that we want to know what will bring an auspicious result and what will bring an inauspicious result, right? You may be thinking of marrying someone or starting a new career or going to school, and you want to know, will this bring me a good result? Now, how can you know that without having knowledge? If you're in ignorance, how can you know what will bring a good result and what will bring a bad result? So one at the level of Paramatma realization knows everything. They have full knowledge. So that means that such a person can always choose rightly. They're in touch with the super soul. And such a person becomes very detached. Because a person who knows everything knows that nothing in this world will actually bring an auspicious result. It will not bring an auspicious result. It's full of fear that I will lose it, and ultimately I will lose it. There's nothing in this world that one will keep. And it's like Prabhupada says, like sweet rice mixed with sand. Sweet rice mixed with sand. So all the pleasure here is mixed with fear and anxiety of its ultimate temporary nature. And one who is at the Paramatma level sees that. They actually see, as Prabhupada says, the naked form of material desires. They see it as it is. And therefore they have great detachment. But someone in Brahman or Paramatma realization is lacking a very important element of success. They're lacking happiness. They have a certain kind of happiness from detachment and a lack of fear, but they don't have positive happiness. To get positive happiness, one has to have a relationship with a person. We are all ultimately looking for that loving relationship. And just like all of you describe success minus love. Success is money, success is fame, success is achieving your goals. And nobody described loving relationships. So those in Brahman and Paramatma also, they're thinking of success with the absence of loving relationships. There's no fun in Paramatma realization. You're just knowing.
I know everything.
You're just knowing.
Jednostavno znate.
Actually, I have one friend who has attained to that level of realization. And this friend was telling me, all I have to do is think about some object and immediately I know everything about it. I know all of its qualities and how it's working. All I have to do is turn my mind to that object. Such a person at Paramatma realization also has many mystic powers they can control because they know how everything's working. Just like you know how this equipment is working, you can control it. If you know how the material nature is working, you can manipulate it to have wonderful powers. But this person, who's a member of our society, said, I finally got tired of just knowing. Just knowing everything is very dry. This devotee said, I'd actually rather not know everything and be in love with Krishna in yoga maya than just to know everything. So if one wants ultimate happiness, not just to be there existing or not just to be there knowing, but to be having fun, because Krishna is not just knowing and existing. He's really having a good time.
So,
do we have anyone here who's about 15 years old?
Anyone?
Oh, okay, good. All right, one around 15-year-old boy. So do you all remember? Oh, you too. Oh, you're about 15? Okay, good. So we all remember being about 15? What do you want to do when you're around 15 years old? You want to have fun. Remember? Did you like really want to go to school? Or work? You
wanted
to have fun. You wanted to play games. You wanted to hang out with your friends. You wanted to sneak out when your parents weren't looking. And do something you weren't supposed to do. Right? Do you remember? Do you all remember? Wouldn't you like to be like that forever? So that's what Krishna does. He's eternally a 15-year-old boy. It's not like he's this really old man who just looks young without plastic surgery.
Bez plastične kirurgije.
That's his mood. His mood is of a 15-year-old boy. And he's just having fun. He's going on picnics. He's swimming in the Yamuna. He's playing games. He's taking care of animals. He's doing all kinds of heroic feats. And he does happen to know everything, which all 15-year-olds would like to do also. So he has all power, he has all knowledge, but he's just simply enjoying. This is why we use the word pastimes, or lila, or sport. He's not doing anything serious. Our work in this world is very serious. Right? Krishna doesn't do anything serious. Just play. So that is the perfection. That is the perfection. Not just being, not just knowing, but play. Eternal play. An eternal teenage party. What other religious system in the world teaches that perfection is an eternal teenage party?
Uči da je savršenstvo vječna tineđerska zabava. Pa ne baš
so,
mnogi.
How do we enter into that
kako ćemo
perfection?
Ući u to savršenstvo?
We know how to achieve material
znamo
success.
Kako dostići materijalni uspjeh.
Go to school, get a degree, work hard.
Kako da odemo u školu, dobimo diplomu, teško radimo.
Pay the bills, get a big
platimo
house,
račune,
marry the right person,
oželimo pravu
get all the
osobu,
right connections.
Povežemo se s
pravim ljudima. We know how to
ljudima.
Do that.
Sve to znamo.
But how do we attain this
ali,
other
kako
perfection? How do we attain the real perfection?
Kako
well, Prabhupada says here twice, it's by service.
Ovdje dva puta kaže
why
da
is that? Because
služenim.
It is very personal.
Zato
we're looking for a personal
osobno.
Relationship with the perfect person. Now, if I want to have a relationship with any of you, I serve you. I do something that you like. Now, I might serve you just by being with you and doing something fun with you.
Jednostavno da sam s vama i da
činim I might do a favor for
zabavno,
you.
Učinim vam neku
I deal with you in some way that gives you happiness. Think about the people in your life that you trust. Prabhupada uses the word here, confidential.
Rajavidya
Rajaguyam. It's very secret, it's very confidential. To whom do you reveal your confidences to? Who do you trust? People who make you happy, right? People who care about you and your happiness. Am I going to trust somebody who's not interested in my happiness? Do you trust people who aren't interested in your happiness? No. That's the bottom line, isn't it? I mean, most of us, unless we have a very unfortunate circumstance, we trust our parents because our parents showed to us over so many years that they were willing to sacrifice for our happiness. Or people generally trust the person to whom they're married because that person has proven over time that they are willing to sacrifice for our happiness. And our good friends are people who've shown that they care about our happiness. So we trust them. And they've shown that through service. That's what service is. Service isn't just like some kind of paid work. You know, I come in and wash your clothes and you pay me some money. Service is, I'm thinking about how to please you. And I mean, some of my friends make me happy just by my being with them. And doing something with them. They don't have to do something for me in a technical sense. And Krishna is very happy if we just are with him. He loves us very much. Chanting Hare Krishna just means I'm being with Krishna. There's Krishna in his name. And he's so happy. Oh, you're finally hanging out with me. You know, for billions of years, Bahirmukhe, you turned your face away and now you're spending time just being with me. That's attentive chanting. If I say I'm going to spend time with you and while I'm spending time with you, I'm text messaging on my mobile, it's not very pleasing.
Nije baš nešto lijepo.
But if I'm just with you and giving you my attention and caring about you, oh, what did you do? What interests you?
Što tebe zanima, što ti radiš?
Right? My son was telling me how if he wants to make a business deal, he runs a prasadam company.
Želio,
he says if he's going to meet with somebody who might buy the prasadam and put them in their shops. So he does some research. You know, what's the company like? He finds out about the sports teams in this person's hometown and whether or not those teams have won or lost. And he goes to the person, oh, I heard that the Pirates won their last game. And he tries to find something that interests the other person and talk to them about that. So one should be interested in what interests Krishna. What interests Krishna? What's interesting to Krishna? Or what interests any of us? What interests us? What's interesting to us? Relationship?
Odnosi.
Are you interested in what you do? You're not interested in what you do. Who is interested in what they do? I'm interested in what I do. Only a few of you. Most of you have no interest in what you do. Very strange crowd. So Krishna is very interested in what he does. And if you really want to be friends with someone, ask them what they're doing. What have you been doing? I asked one devotee that yesterday. He was going on for an hour. What are his projects? What does he want to offer to Prabhupada? What's his inspiration? You try this today. Go to somebody and say, oh, what kind of things do you do?
Priđite nekome i pitajte ga što
everybody likes to talk about what they do.
Svi vole govoriti o tome što rade.
What's the people near and dear to them?
Ljudi koji su im dragi.
Right? How are your children doing? How are your grandchildren doing? I was talking to one devotee here. Oh, have I shown you pictures of my grandchildren? I said, yes, you email them to me all the time.
Baš sam pričala s jednim baktom i...
How are your friends doing? What's your spiritual master doing? We all are, if somebody shows interest in us and the people who are dear to us, then we figure that they must like us and we trust them. Isn't this how it works? Does this work this way in Croatia or no? Yes, okay. So Krishna is also like that. He gets very excited when we talk about him. What are his pastimes? What are his devotees doing? We talk about Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. We talk about Radharani, Madhya Yasoda. He gets very, very happy. And then he starts thinking, here's somebody who likes me.
Oh, somebody likes me.
Somebody cares about me. And he starts to trust us. And as he trusts us, he starts to reveal himself to us. That's what's going on here. If we're thinking, when am I going to realize that the holy name is Krishna? When will that day come that I will chant Shudanam? When will I look at the deities and see that it's Krishna? When will I see Krishna in everyone's heart? Krishna has to trust us, so we have to be his friend. And that is the most important point here. He's Akilatma. He is the soul of everyone. Akila means everyone. Atma means self. He is the self of the self. He's the self of the self. When Lord Brahma stole the cowherd boys and the calves, and Krishna expanded himself as all of the cowherd boys and calves, the parents became more attached to Krishna in the form of their children than they had become attached to their own children. And Maharaj Parikshit said, how is it possible that someone is more attached to Krishna than to their own child? And Sukhdev Goswami said, everyone is most attached ultimately to themselves.
Za sebe.
Themselves. And Krishna is the self of the self.
Je jastvo, jastva.
He is the self of the self. He is the soul of the soul.
Duše.
Therefore, ultimately, we are most attached to
Krishna.
And Krishna, as who's a better friend than ourselves? I mean, unless we're psychotic.
Right?
Generally, at least we're our own good friend. We think of doing good for ourselves. We trust ourselves, right? I hope. Yes. Otherwise, you need to see Prema Manjari for some hypnotherapy later today. But better friend than ourselves to ourselves is Krishna. I cannot really be my best friend because I don't always know what's best for myself, do I?
Jer ne znam što je za mene najbolje, zar ne?
I'm not always honest with myself, but Krishna knows what's best. Therefore, Shiva Panta.
Ali Krishna zna što je najbolje. Iz toga te riječi Shiva Panta.
Only the self of the self, who knows everything, can really give me all auspiciousness. Auspiciousness means something that's good.
Povoljnost znači nešto dobro.
Suridam sarvadehinam surid. Rid means the heart. Su means very auspicious. He's such a good friend. Su Rid. He will only give us auspiciousness. He will only do good for us. You can say, well, that's not my experience because I worship Krishna and I chanted Hare Krishna and he made my business fail. I went to Nisingadev in Mayapur and prayed to surrender, and 2 weeks later my husband was in love with another woman. Someone just told me that story a few months ago. Doesn't seem like that, Shiva Panta. It seems like I surrendered to Krishna and he knows what he's going to do. But actually, everything Krishna does for us is auspicious. Everything Krishna does for us is auspicious. We may not see it. Just like if you take the little child, they're hitting their brother on the head with a fire truck, and you say, now go stand in the corner when the child's in the corner, like, mommy.
Ako kažete djetetu,
when can I get out of the corner?
Učinilo, da stane u kut,
right? They don't see it as being auspicious for them.
Neće shvatiti da to povoljno za njih.
They don't see it as being auspicious for them. I was speaking with one devotee the other day who really, really prayed to surrender in Vrindavan. This devotee was really praying to surrender. And right after that, this devotee started having all kinds of difficulties in the family. Very, very severe difficulties. And so finally, this devotee was telling me, they started really, really praying. Really praying, Krishna, I just want you. I just want you. I don't want to be materially attached to anyone in this world. I just want you. I just want to know you. This devotee then sat down to chant japa, and the whole spiritual world was revealed in this devotee's heart.
Some devotee
calls me up and says, my family troubles were the best thing that ever
happened to me. I saw Krishna. Let it come
again and again and
again.
So everything Krishna gives us is auspicious if we take it like that. So that is perfection. That is success. Success is to enter into a sweet, trusting, confidential relationship with the soul of souls who will give us everything auspicious. And knowledge and detachment will happen automatically. We don't need to separately try to understand everything or to be detached. So the only thing that remains for us then is to become Krishna's friend. Krishna is already our friend. He already is going to give us only what is auspicious.
He's
aching to trust us. That's what he wants more than anything. That's the only thing he doesn't have. And all that's left for us to do is to become Krishna's friend.
And
Krishna tells Arjuna at the beginning of fourth chapter, because you are a devotee as well as my friend. So we know how to be a friend. We all have friends, right? I hope there's
prijatelji.
No one here who has no friend.
We know how to be a friend. Be a friend to Krishna.
Just like here we're seeing so many friends.
Old friends.
Prijatelji. I'm seeing so many people here who I've known
ljudi.
Before who are my friends. I'm making some new friends. Do we know how to do that?
Nova prijateljstva.
Do that with Krishna.
Učinite to s Krishnom.
How do you be a friend?
Kako
you spend time with somebody, you do things for them, you care about their welfare, you sacrifice for them, you talk about them, not just about yourself. You talk about the people who are dear to them. You know what they want to accomplish and you help them accomplish it. You're interested in their mission and their goals and you help them work for it. When they trust you with something, you value that trust. You don't break the trust. You don't use the knowledge that they've given you about themselves to try to harm them. But you use the knowledge about them to do good for them. And you gradually deepen your feelings for them. So if we do that, then we will attain real success. Then we will become successful, not just for a few moments with some temporary thing, but with something that is real and deep and eternal. And this is something all of us have the opportunity to do at every moment. So I wanted to thank you very much. I'm sure you're anxious to break your Ekadasi fast. Thank you. If I said anything that was disturbing or not useful, please ignore it. And if I have said anything that was useful to you or helpful, I hope that you will take it on. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Kavesha Bhaktis Ki.